Tonight, this is the Malin Slice of Life podcast for March 10th.
No,
11th. You know, last week I said I would not get this wrong again. Wrong! We are here today, and I actually have the elusive Maria on today to talk about a really neat new thing that I believe, or we believe, is only a few months old, right?
Yeah.
I was going to talk a little bit about a lead-in here. And the lead-in is when I can only give my history. When I began to read audibly, if you will, I started with two forms, actually. Cassette and I still call them today the green books, only because they come in a green
plastic cover.
Container, right?
Yeah.
And flexi disc. And the flexible discs were very, well, you know, they weren't too bad because my player was able to speed them up a little bit, so they were not bad. They were getting there.
Mm-hmm.
I know some folks remember the days of record.
Yes, I read quite a few. I read the Bible on record on that, the 33 or whatever it is.
Probably read by Mr. Scorby.
Yes, it was.
And then Maria and I were trying to recount this history the other day, so I'll need you to chime in here, about the evolution, because we've had various machines, too, mm-hmm. to play these things on. So the cassette, obviously, the huge, clunky, yellow or tan or whatever cassette player that was.
Yeah, it was kind of tan. I had a red one time.
And there was a green one.
And then there was the green one. I don't know what they... I think they still have those green ones.
Yeah. Well, you could say you don't know what they were thinking with this. Well, maybe they would have made them a little more pleasing to young people, you know.
And then there were those plastic, the regular, there were talking book machines, record players, but they were like a light plastic.
Mm-hmm.
And then they came out with the combination.
Oh, dear, the combination.
Of the
flexible disc player or the record player plus the cassette.
And we've each had one of those.
Oh, yes. And
they didn't last too long. They weren't
durable. They really weren't. But what was interesting about them was just the whole idea that you had both, which was great because in one unit.
Yeah.
And you could, I remember you put the tape on, you pressed it down, and it clicked, and then you pulled like a bar to seal it in place or something. Yes, and to have it start talking.
Yeah.
And it had the speed, you know, the variable speed.
Yeah.
It had
tone. The idea was nice. It
absolutely.
It was just not...
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It just didn't catch on, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But it did allow us... We liked it because it allowed each of us to, you know, play both.
Right. So not at the same time.
No. So, and then, well, let's face it. I mean, I will say that my first commercial... I gave my first commercial audiobook, and it was $85, so it was for a present, and you know, I guess, you know, it that was a lot of money back then, you know. So we thought we were, you know, doing pretty well, but commercial books on you know, audio books were very expensive back in the day. And then...
That was Insomnia, right?
Yeah, that was Insomnia. Mm-hmm. And read by, what is his name? Gould.
Eli Wallach,
right?
Yeah.
Never mind Gould.
Yeah.
Beautifully read.
Yeah, he really did a nice job.
And so that went by, and we started to collect more and more... The book Insomnia had... music, and it had mm-hmm. sound effects and so forth. So that made it all the more interesting.
To us, yes.
Yeah. And
we've just kept buying them from then on.
We were huge commercial audio book fans.
Yeah, and the good thing is that they've come down in price.
Oh, yeah, at least half.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can get them, you can get them for, you know, $20, $25.
Depending on the book, I guess, and the length.
Absolutely. And so from the commercial audiobooks, we were still reading the NLS books at the time. So we know and love all of our favorite, you know, narrators, Bob Askey, Chuck Benson, all of the women whom I shall not recount here. But I did make a list, and if I find the list, then I'll recount it then. But I was pleased to note on the BCT, some people would just keep popping up names, and I'd say, right, I remember that person, and yes, I love that person. And they're, you know, narrators beyond compare. Mm-hmm. They brought us through many times and so many hours of pleasurable listening. But with the commercial audiobooks, we got used to hearing some new narrators, and we love them as well. For instance, Kate Redding, who reads... Her name is spelled R-E-A-D-I-N-G. Kate Redding, who reads the Patricia Cornwell...
Scarpetta.
Right, the mm-hmm. Scarpetta series by Patricia Cornwell.
Judy Kay.
Judy Kay, who reads the Alphabet Murder Mysteries by Sue Grafton. The character is Kinsey Milhone. And two new favorites, Bernadette Dunn, who read the Rose Connors books... And Anna Fields, who reads a ton of Blackstone audiobooks, among other things. And she seems to read the legal thrillers and mysteries and those kind of off-the-beaten-path kind of things. Now, that brings us to Audible, because once we transitioned from CD... Oh, well, we didn't talk about CDs. We then started to buy CDs, because I am a CD... Not a holic, but I'm a CD collector, and I have a large collection. But I will tell you that we have Harry Potters, but our Harry Potters are not on.
They're on tape
for some reason.
Yeah. Well, that's how we started buying them. First one we bought on tape, so we just continued on tape for those.
Yeah.
But we have stuff like, I think Skipping Christmas is on tape by
on CD
by mm-hmm. Grisham.
By John Grisham, and we have for those of you who like the Hannibal Lecter series, we have. I think it's the second book. I think it's called Hannibal, but I'm not sure. Read by the author, and a fine job he did.
Yeah,
I'm not nutty about books read by the author all the time, because sometimes you're thinking of a performance which can make or break a mm-hmm. book, you know? So then, from CD... So now we're talking about sometimes, very rarely, reading the NLS books. I can't tell you the last time I read one of those. The cassette books got a ton of small cassette players that still work beautifully, that play the four tracks.
Oh, so, and with another way of reading that we started to do was from Audible.
Wait a minute, but wait, I'm going through the thingy. Then we did the CDs, okay, the commercial CDs, and now that led us to Audible.
Right.
And Audible, we don't even have to explain. Everybody knows what Audible is.
Mm-hmm.
It is the download service, and I'm so grateful now that my Bookport, well, which is my latest way of reading the books from Audible, which is just wonderful, to be able to put an entire book on, not have to change the CD or the cassette, is an amazing thing. So, now, I thought I was pretty hot with doing the Audible on the Bookport, okay? And I've only been doing that for about a month, barely, because I didn't realize or know how to get it hooked up and activated and stuff. Now, that brings us to the phone ringing. Excuse me, folks. So, that leads us to the adorable little machine or device in Maria's hand. Now, before Maria gets started...
I just wanted to say something.
Okay, I know.
No, but that last Monday, we went to...
Are you going to give away my podcast?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, go ahead.
We went to have a little session with a friend of ours, Our Lady of
Our Lady of Perpetual Technology,
we call her. And she said, you know, guys, have you seen these little machines that they use? They just came out with books called Playaway.
That's all she knew, Playaway.
That's all she knew.
And she said, I haven't. Somebody told her about them and so forth. And then we went looking around.
On the web.
Right, but we were at the wrong website, so we couldn't really find anything. Go ahead.
So then, you know, of course, being the curious people that we are, and the ravenous readers.
Yes.
So we right after our session with her, we went
marched ourselves to Borders
because she said I think they sell them at Borders. I said, okay, great. We're only about a block away. Two blocks, maybe.
Yeah.
And, so
from
we...
From the lighthouse, from not from the, our home.
Right. So we went to Borders, and we asked the, the help people there.
Right. A Borders representative.
Yes.
Or a salesperson. I don't think she's a salesperson. I think she's a manager.
Yeah.
And she has been really lovely to us through the years.
Customer service, I think.
She might be. Yeah. But, I, you know... Whatever. She's a lovely person.
Debbie, her name is.
Yes.
Anyway, we went to her, or she sort of found us, and she said, can I help you? We said, yes, we're looking for, do you have these Playaway books?
And at first she wasn't sure, and then the light dawned, and you could see the, you know what little we could see, but, you know, you could see, oh, yes, recognition.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So she took us upstairs, and showed us, they have a little section because, you know, they're very new.
I think only this year.
Yeah. So they don't have a lot of titles, but they're going to be getting there.
Mm-hmm.
And what these are...
Devices.
They're like MP3 players.
Mm-hmm.
But they only play the one book that you buy. It's like just going to a store and buying... a hardcover book or
right,
a soft cover
exactly.
book or any book.
Any book, really.
Except that it, instead of coming on a cassette or whatever, it comes in this MP3 player.
And I would like to interject right here.
Okay, that's enough.
Folks, everybody, I'm going to talk to you about the price right up front, okay? Mm-hmm. Because everybody is very price conscious, with good reason, okay? We only pass by this life, you know, once, we think, and, you know, we want to try to save our bucks whenever we can. Now, that's where Audible comes in and all of these types of things. However, do not shoot we messengers when we tell you the price. Now, as we stated, when we were buying CD books here in New York City, we would pay for let's say a new Patricia Cornwell book. We would pay $43, okay, and we would get approximately 8 cassettes, and we were thrilled. You know, we thought these weren't things we bought all the time, but we certainly never quibbled. We never said, "Oh, that's too expensive," or "Oh, blah blah." So, folks, I'm going to tell you right up front, we bought a new. James Patterson, his fifth in his numbered series, I call them. I think they are First to Die, Second Chance, Third Degree, Fourth of July, and this is the Fifth Horseman. It's a new book from 2006, and it was $39.95. With New York tax, it came up to $43. Folks, if this is too rich for your blood, just turn off the recorders right now. I mean, turn off your devices and don't go any further. But I did want you to know that the books do range in price, I think, according to popularity, really.
Yeah, the type of book, because there was one there for $17.
Yeah, exactly. But it wasn't anything that
we
wanted.
Wanted to read.
So,
they even have some self-help.
Yeah, they have the Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Oh, and
for
kids, yeah. Or for me.
You're a kid.
I'm a kid at heart. And they also had Purpose Driven Life. They had the Da Vinci Code. And now,
Demons and Angels and Demons.
Oh, yeah.
I had that one.
Oh, by the way, the website is playawayaudio.com. PlayawayAudio. A lot of A's in there. .com. There
okay.
you go.
And let me just say that I think the selling point for me is that when you go away, let's say you want to go away on a trip or something, you don't have to take a box that has a bunch of cassettes and you might lose one or one might get damaged, or CDs, you know, they're a good size. You can take this little MP3 player is about...
It's a little smaller than a deck of cards.
Yeah, it's
very slim.
Very slim. It's a little thicker on one end than on the other.
Because it comes with its own AAA battery.
It's a regular battery.
I think it's a AAA.
Well, anyway, it's one of those two.
But when you take it out, you'll be able to know.
Yeah, and it has. On the one side is totally flat, and it has the name of the book in print. It's got a nice little cover, it was a book cover.
You know. Oh, really? I hadn't noticed that.
On the back it says
the fifth horseman. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
And on the front you have.
Oh, that's the background.
You hold it with the narrow end.
Towards
down.
You, right?
Yeah, towards you if you have it horizontally.
You have it in the palm of your hand.
In your palm of your hand, yeah. or with it down if you're holding it straight up and down. Now, and on it has on the bottom bottom half.
I will tell
it's
you.
Flat, and yes. It just has a description
of
in print
the book, yeah.
of the book.
Yeah, good.
Okay, so and above that there are. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 buttons. Yeah.
Okay.
8 buttons. There's a row of 3 at the top. Then there are 2 in the middle with the
display.
Little display thing on in the middle between the 2 buttons. And then there are 3 more under that.
Yeah.
And so the top three. What were the top three, Linda?
Okay, the top three are, as they like to say, in order of appearance, volume. Now, folks, we have only had this little device about a week, okay? So we're not experts on it, but those of you who venture out to Borders or Barnes & Noble will become really good at it. Yes, there are some display features. We don't pay attention to those. Anybody can turn this on and play it. So the top... left button is volume up and down. Now, the interesting thing to me is that they didn't give you a volume down button.
No,
you have to get all the way up, and then I guess it cycles. Okay, so be careful when you're wearing the included headbuds. Headbuds? Earbuds?
Earbuds, yeah.
Headbuds. I don't know what headbuds are. Earbuds. So then you have the volume up, volume down. The next button is really cool. It's the speed button. You can actually speed up the speech. Amen to that.
And it still sounds good.
Yes.
It doesn't sound like Donald Duck.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, I think there are only 3 speeds. There's the normal, the second setting, and the third setting.
And it goes back to normal.
It goes back to normal, yeah.
The third button at the top is a bookmark. It says, I think that's mostly for sighted people
I
think it shows up on the display so that they can continue exactly where they left off. We haven't
had any success with
that one yet.
No. The next one is underneath the volume, and that's the... Is that chapter left? Chapter left?
Chapter left.
Okay.
Chapter down.
Down? You mean chapter...
Yeah. Chapter back,
mm-hmm. Right. Okay, display, and then chapter right.
You can go, which means that you can go forward, it goes forward by chapters or back by chapters.
Right. Perfect. Then we have search, as you would have underneath that chapter.
The bottom row.
The bottom row, you have search left, and that works just like pretty much like any CD player.
Mm-hmm.
It goes in segments. right?
Yeah, like a few words or sentences at a time.
And then there
is the
all-important play-away button, mm-hmm. they call it.
But now, this play button, when you start the book, you have to press it twice. I think once turns it on, and then the second time you press it, it then that's when it really starts playing.
And we're going to attempt to do this as soon as we finish the buttons. And the next and last button is
on the right.
On the right, forward search.
Forward search, right.
So that's really it, folks.
And it has, and then it has on the right hand side. It has
the headphone jack.
Headphone jack.
And I have it plugged into my Alltech Lansing speakers with subwoofer sitting on the floor. The speakers are not sitting on the floor, but the woofer is. Okay, now I'm going to try this. Okay, and then I'm going to hit it again. Oh, well, maybe three times. Should I hold it?
What? Yeah.
There we go. So we're just going to play a little bit of this. I'm going to turn this.
They always start with music, these books.
Well.
To give it a little.
Well, now wait. I don't know about all
of this. Good.
The Fifth Horseman, written by James Patterson and Maxine Petro, and read by Carolyn McCormick.
I'm going to press chapter left.
Chapter two.
I mean, chapter right. Sorry.
Jesse's hands, mottled and bluish,
oh, look.
Clammy to the touch.
That was chapter three.
No vital sign.
Right.
The blankets into place.
Well,
straight
into
the young woman's
I'm hitting
blonde
the right
hair
there.
And
the
collar
one?
Of her
no.
gown.
No, that's going by.
No, this one. This one.
Yeah, that's the.
That's not the chapter.
There it is.
Part one.
I think
Malice,
it's
Gibson. A forethought. Chapter 4.
Okay, that's chapter 4. Where was chapter 3, though?
San Francisco Municipal Hospital 4.
Hit it twice now. You'll have to hit it twice.
Retrieve the fallen cauldron.
So, I don't know if it's doing chapters.
Send the blankets into place. Straighten the young
woman's blonde
hair. It was
when I read it. When I read the book, it went all through chapters.
What's this one?
Part 1.
Oh, well, part 1.
Malice.
Okay. Oh, that's why it doesn't say chapter one. It just says
it sure doesn't. Okay. But it's going to say now.
Chapter three.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
I was at my desk.
Okay, so I'm going to hit forward
files.
Right, just the regular forward, next to
exact.
The play button.
When Yuki custom size, I could tell that like hands touching my body. The same was true for my friend and former partner.
Okay, there you go. So I just hit it a few times. So you can figure that part out. I'm going to press play. Play is pause.
Yeah.
And then I guess it goes off.
It's pause and stop and everything.
Yeah.
What I wanted to tell you about this also is... It comes with a little, like a lanyard that you're supposed to put around. I haven't figured out where the hole is
yet. It's those new dreadful ones with the little the little string, and then there's a little piece that sticks
but
out of the string.
I have to find the hole yet to see how you could... But, you know, I don't usually hang these around my neck. And the battery part, like I said, is on... the top.
Can you open it?
I had some trouble.
I still don't know how to open it, folks.
Well, you're supposed to open it. There's if you run your finger, your nail, around on the back edge, you can feel that there, top edge, you can feel that there's an indentation that you could put your finger, your nail in. And you're supposed to flip that up, but I had to do it yesterday with what do you call it? Like a nail file.
Oh, okay. A nail clipper.
Yeah, a nail clipper or something that I could, because I didn't want to break my nail. It's quite tight, and it doesn't come off that easily.
Which is good.
It says the instructions, of course, make it sound simple. They say, flip the...
mm-hmm. Snap open the cover.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
So that's about all there is to this little player.
Yep, and we sincerely hope that, you know, if nothing else... You have information on, you know, for the next time somebody says, have you heard of Playaway?
Yeah. And they make nice, like, birthday presents and stuff
absolutely.
That, I think. At least I'd love to get them.
Yep. Me too.
The intent.
Okay, folks. This is Malin signing off.